You are listening to the Speaker Springboard Podcast with your host, Alfred Poor.
Welcome to the Speaker Springboard Podcast, where corporate leaders, business executives, and other good public speakers come to become great speakers. Every week, you'll hear about practical tips and valuable resources that will help you get your message across, whether it's on stage or online. And this week, my guest is Steven Goldberg. He's the founder of Optimus Performance, a company that delivers highly effective training, coaching, and consulting to improve employee performance. He and his colleagues focus on leadership, team development, customer service, and sales. Steven believes that the key to progress for business owners and company leaders is to know oneself first. He's a creative problem solver who seeks innovative ways to improve on the status quo. So, Steven, welcome.
Thank you, Alfred. Thank you for inviting me. Happy to be here.
Excellent. Well, let's get right to the questions. So who's your ideal client?
So I typically work with small, medium-sized business owners who the size 10 to 100 employees are the companies I work with the most.
Excellent. And what's the main problem that you help them solve?
So the main problem is sometimes their businesses are stuck. They're not growing, they're not scaling, they're not improving, and they have employee performance issues. And the owners find themselves highly stressed, frustrated, sometimes losing sleep over some major problems. So these are the type of issues that stand out from business owners who have the problems that I help them solve.
Sure. It sounds like this is, you know, maybe a situation where they have trouble letting go of control, or I know a lot of business owners have that, if I'm going to get it done right, I have to do it myself kind of feeling. Is that something you run across much?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when you start a business, like my dad started a business in the basement of our house when I was 9 years old, and he grew it to a business with about 75 employees. Today, it would probably be doing 50 to 100 million, but he ran into financial difficulty and had to downscale. But, you know, typically the problems that we mention cause the business to flounder or to be unable to scale. The business owner can't scale the business, can't make the improvements, and so it becomes stuck. And if it doesn't get resolved, the business will eventually fail, or if the business owner is lucky, he'll get bought out.
So I know, again, a lot of these business owners are do-it-yourself types. What are some of the mistakes that they make when they realize they have this problem, but they try to go it alone?
Yeah, that's a good point. Everybody, you know, before you hire somebody to help you solve the problem, you try and do what you can to fix it. And it depends on the style of the leader. Sometimes they'll take a kind of a parental type approach to it, and they'll try and bribe people to improve their performance. If it's a performance issue they're having with somebody, they'll try and, you know, dangle a carrot in front of them to try and change their behavior, and that never works, or it works temporarily. They'll try and hire somebody to fill a slot where they think there's a weakness. They'll try and change a system, but they never really look at themselves and look at what they're doing to cause the situation. And that's where a good coach or trainer will come in and help them understand themselves better. That's what I do, because the problem or the cause and the fix for the problem will be different based on the style of the leader. And the style of the leader will be driven by who they are, the type of person they are. So getting to understand what's driving your behaviors, what's driving your way of seeing your business, your life, and understanding that, and then looking at what are the weaknesses you have? Well, what are the qualities, the strength, and then what are your shortcomings in terms of business management and leadership? And finding a solution to that through understanding will be the key to then letting go and empowering people or giving up total control of the business. You never really give up control. You just put in place kind of systems and ways to keep on track or keep ahead of what's going on in the business without having to dip your fingers into everything.
Excellent. So what's a good first step for a business leader who's feeling this stuck, burnout, frustration? What's one thing that they can do to start them on a path towards improvement?
Well, I think you need to find somebody to work with, a consultant or a coach or training. And this is something maybe I should have mentioned before. What do business owners typically try and do to fix it? Maybe they'll go to a training, a workshop, and they'll get some insight as to what others are doing who've been successful. But it never really translates into practical implementation for them, because without knowing your own strengths and shortcomings, it's hard to implement those great ideas. I mean, how many books on management, on leadership have been written? And, you know, a business owner will read those or go to a workshop, but never really find the way to make it work for them. So having a professional, a coach or somebody that can understand their situation and help them transition through whatever it is that they need to do to implement those best practices, I think is really, really crucial and imperative to make those changes. I mean, that's what I did in my life after going through a family business and experiencing both success and failures. I realized at one point that the key to success was really me. And if I didn't understand myself and how to approach leadership and management, I would never be successful. And so I, at one point, hired a coach in the early 90s. And that's what got me interested in the whole field of personal development, training and development. And later on, joined that person in his practice after leaving the family business.
Wonderful. Yeah. So know thyself. Sounds like a
good place to start. Know thyself and apply that knowledge to what your goals are, what you need to accomplish, and the shifts that you need to make. You can never change who you are. You could only understand yourself better. And then using that knowledge, apply certain principles of performance, of management, aligned with that knowledge of yourself and that self-understanding.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, do you have a free resource that you'd be willing to share with our audience that might set them on this road?
Well, I have lots of resources, and these are management tools like a goal-setting worksheet, along with videos that accompany these tools. And these are all through my blog section of my website, and I'll provide a link where people could sign up to download all my free resources like the goal setting worksheet, goal setting workbook, job description form, employee performance evaluation template, things like that. But it's important that people also look at my blog to understand the videos that accompany these forms, so that they understand how to best implement them in managing people or even leadership as well.
That's wonderful. What a generous gift that is. Thank you so much. And again, we'll be sure to put that link in the description.
And I'm also working on a know yourself type, like it's going to be called What Type of Person Are You? I've created the content. I just now need to put it online, and I'm going to give people for personal use free access to that. It's something we use in our leadership training and our team development training. And it's not like a typical assessment where people fill out questions. It's a self-discovery exercise. So that'll be available soon as well.
Wonderful. That's excellent. So just one last question. I always like to ask this. What's the one thing I should have asked you that I didn't?
Okay. Maybe one thing that I can mention in terms of achieving what you want, even if you delve into knowing yourself and understanding yourself, the key thing is to never give up, you know, never stop exploring. If you hit an obstacle, you need to explore that and then find practical solutions, because there's always solutions. You may not always like the options, but the key thing is persevere, never give up if you're on the right track. If you have to abandon a business or something, what is the goal that you put in place in the first place to want to have a business or something, and then shift into something else? But keep those big dreams, those big goals alive, and just don't give up. Find solutions to the obstacles.
That's wonderful. Great advice.
And my goal planning worksheet and videos walk you through step-by-step that process.
Oh, excellent. That sounds extremely useful. Stephen, thank you so much for spending this time with me and sharing your insights and information. This has been terrific. And I hope we get a chance to continue this conversation in the future.
Well, you're welcome, Alfred. It's a pleasure to have the opportunity to speak about it. Thank you for the invitation, and we'll talk soon.
Wonderful.
Thanks for listening. If you or your team would like to improve the impact of your online presentations, be sure to attend the free monthly demonstration of the Speaker Springboard system. For details, go to www.speakerspringboard.com/demonstration. Hope to see you there.